16-page devotion to share with you. I'm just kidding. I wanted to see if I could get a rise out of Don. It didn't work. Right. I'll try to keep it close to that. Devotion tonight is, what does Christmas mean to you? A man in a prison camp became so discouraged at Christmas time that he had decided to end his life, if only he could find a way. His bare, cold room offered no means for suicide. Waking from a restless sleep, he thought of Christmas time in his past. As a child, his family would sing the carols they had learned at school and church. He smiled weakly as he remembered the church pageant. He had been a small wise man, and his sister had been an even smaller angel. As he remembered, he started to hum softly, "Away in the manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head." Through the rest of the night, he sang or hummed snatches of songs he could remember. The words and tunes gave him new hope and courage. What does Christmas mean to you? Is your heart filled with hope and courage? Aaron was a middle-aged man who worked as a laborer and was willing to do all kinds of odd jobs in his small town, many times taking on tasks others refused to do. He had built his own little shack of a house. He was a cheerful and never lacked for work. Aaron loved Christmas, although he received very few presents himself. He saved all year so he could give to others on Christmas. Early Christmas morning, he would take small gifts to poor families. Then, with packages of peppermint candy, he would go to the homes of old people who had no one to bring them gifts. All day long, he went about cheering people. When it was dark, he would return to his little house and sit by the fire. As he rocked, he would say to himself, "Wasn't this one of my best Christmases?" He knew the great gift that comes from making others happy. What ways are you planning to make others happier this Christmas season? What does Christmas mean to you? One cold, stormy night near Christmas, Joel and Ethel sat in their beautiful home. She had finished decorating the house. Everything looked just right. They sat reading, but there was a cold feeling between them. She would like their child to be there with them to enjoy it. Joe tried to ignore the decorations, he thought of a man who worked for him. The man made a small salary. His family was large, and his wife had been sick. "Isn't this the night the stores stay open late?" he asked. "Yes, but the mall is very crowded," Ethel replied. "Well, get your hat and coat. We're going to buy some gifts." Joe got up and began to put on his coat and gloves. Ethel didn't want to go out in the cold, but on the other hand, Joe had not asked her to go anyplace for many months. Soon they were holding hands as they looked at clothes for children. They bought so much they had to go to the car several times to unload their packages. Later they shopped at the grocery store. "Buy what you would buy if our boy was still with us," Joe suggested. When they finished with the shopping, they drove across town to the home of the man who worked for Joe. "Why, Mr. Joe, is something wrong?" the man asked as they came to the door. "No, everything is all right, but we can't have a real party at our house because we lost our child. So we're bringing a party over here to you." Soon the children were carrying packages and groceries into the house. Ethel helped cook some of the food they had bought. Joe smiled as he watched the presents of clothes and some toys being opened by the children. It was nearly 12 o'clock when Joe and Ethel returned to their home. "Joe," Ethel said when they had hung up their coats, "I had forgotten what love is. Tonight, you made me see that love lives forever." Joe put his arms around Ethel and said, "I had decided I could not go on and plan to leave you in this house after Christmas. But something kept saying, go out and make someone happy." Joe and Ethel started a new tradition of taking a Christmas party to some needy family each year. They were happy again. They began talking openly to each other about their child and how much they had loved him. Talking about him made him seem nearer again. What does Christmas mean to you? Beyond the giving of presents, are you sharing anything of yourself with someone this season? We think of tidings of joy, especially at Christmas. But life goes on, whatever the season, and many around us have heavy hearts. We know what the tidings of joy are all about. Let's bring that message to others. Along with glad tidings of joy, glad tidings of peace, people like Joe and Ethel need peace. We have the way of peace in our hearts if we have given them Jesus. Have you shared the true way to peace with others? There is a reward for those who bring good tidings. It's found in Romans 10:15, and it says, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring tidings, glad tidings of good things." We might not have much in this world, but all of us who know the Savior have the gifts of joy and peace. Share with us. What does Christmas mean to you?